Hello, this is Autumn Miles back with the Autumn Miles Show. How are you out there? I just love you guys that are listening. Thanks for listening. We count it a privilege here at the show that you have turned on your TV. Maybe you're listening, not TV. No, this is radio. Your radio, maybe you're watching us on YouTube, maybe it's a podcast that you're listening to. You know what? We love you and we pray for you. We want to pray for you. We meet very regularly, my staff and I, and one of the meetings we do is just complete prayer. That's all we do, because you're reaching out to us with your request, and we want to honor those and bring them before the author and finisher of our faith. We want to believe with you. We want to agree with you. And we want to call on the power of the Lord to intercede and to work on your behalf. So if you have any prayer requests, you can find us on all of our social media. Just message us, send us a message, and we will pray for you right then and there. The Blush Network or Autumn Miles. Either one of those works, and we'll be praying all for you. We have such a cool guest today. You know, we have a mutual relationship through our publicist, but they've been telling me about this gal for a while, and I'm really excited to bring you her story. Single moms out there, I want you to listen in, tune in, turn up your whatever you're listening to, because she has got such an amazing story of what God did through her, and was a single mom and is now very, very successful. So I want you to welcome Brooke Griffin to the show. She is the author and founder of SkinnyMom.com. SkinnyMom.com. Brooke, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm great. And oh my goodness, thanks for having me on the show. I'm excited to be talking with you.
I am so excited that you're on. Now, you have a super cool story that I want to just kind of jump right into. Tell me a little bit about, you know, with it in mind that single moms will definitely be listening. A little bit later, we're going to talk about families and your business and all that kind of stuff. But tell me a little bit about your story, where you came from, a little background on you.
Yeah, so I mean, I grew up in small town southeastern Kentucky, and you know, at the core of my family growing up was our faith. My mom was the choir director. I was in church, I felt like, all the time, but I never really had a close relationship, unfortunately, with God during my teenage years, and especially when I went away to college in my 20s. To be honest, I kind of questioned, you know, even God's very existence, and I walked away from my faith during those years.
Wow.
But you know, completely different path in my family. But, you know, during my 20s, I had a lot of opportunities. I was a collegiate cheerleader at Kentucky. I was an NFL cheerleader. And I started getting involved in fitness competitions and really getting passionate about the health and fitness industry. And actually, in 2009, I won a fitness show. And that same year, I got married. And it looked like, honestly, if you were to look at my life, you would have thought, you know, this girl has just great stuff going on. Her life kind of looks perfect. But that could have not been further from the truth, because you see, in 2011, everything would change. Mm. I found myself going through an unexpected divorce, very painful. I was struggling with depression and anxiety. And just a few months before, I just had my son. So I'm a brand new mom. During my pregnancy, I had gained over 60 pounds. So here in 2009, I'm at the top of my fitness and health. And now, you know, I don't even really know what that looks like at this point, because I felt like I had lost everything. Mm. So I moved back in with my parents, which was very humbling at almost 30 years old. And I can just remember this night, Autumn. I was upstairs in a room in their house. I was just weeping, crying uncontrollably. And I literally just called out and said, God, if you are real, I need your help. Please help me. Mm. And that moment was life-changing for me, because I cannot explain it any other way than to say his presence, his grace met me, and I felt he spoke something to my heart that I wrote down in a journal that I still have today, which was, if you trust me, I'm going to restore everything you lost and give you a life you could never dream of. Oh. And I had just hope, and that's just how I can explain it. It's just I had this hope that came over me, and that began my relationship with the Lord. You know, it was a long journey, over the next several years, but part of my health and fitness journey is I started working out in my parents' basement. I started cooking a lot of recipes that were family favorites, lighting them up. But I felt I had this creative idea. I wanted to blog to kind of keep myself accountable and hopefully inspire, you know, other people that might come to the blog. And I called it Skinny Mom back then, where moms get the skinny on healthy living. And that's kind of our tagline, is get the skinny or get the scoop on healthy living. And it just started taking off. It was family and friends at first, a few thousand people. And, you know, today the blog gets millions, around 4 to 5 million women come to the blog each month, and that's where the cookbook came from. But it's just a testament to what one God will do when you let him take control of your life. And I just want to make sure he gets all the glory for everything that has happened.
Amen. Wow. Okay. So I want to unpack this a little bit.
Yeah.
Because I feel there's several things I want to talk about. First of all, you did have it all. A former NFL cheerleader. Like, first of all, what's that like? And second of all, wow. You were an NFL cheerleader, you won a fitness competition, got married, and then all of a sudden, everything, boom, crashed down.
Boom.
Unexpected divorce, brand new mom, all at the same time. That is, I feel like, a lot of us people, even now, I know listening to the show, are knocking on mom, dad's door, and maybe they're middle aged, or they're, you know, knocking on someone to help because their life, all of a sudden the cards of their life have just crashed. So you move in with your parents, you have hit rock bottom, you have a baby. How old was your son when he moved in with your parents?
He was only around 6 months old.
Okay, so he's like barely sleeping through the night, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And so you were overwhelmed and you cried out to the Lord. And he answered you. And I, reoccurring theme, Brooke, on our show is stories like yours where the heart has been overwhelmed and there is absolutely, they don't see out of it. They don't know who's going to help them. And they cry out to the Lord in a moment of being overwhelmed. And that's when he speaks. It's so beautiful how the Lord, sort of knows when we're ready to listen, right? Can you talk to me about that, where your ears may not have been perked up when you were an NFL cheerleader, but when you lost everything, that's when your ears perked up. Can you talk about that for a minute?
Yeah, I mean, as I look back now, Autumn, I mean, how you're explaining it is truly spot on, because I think during my 20s, when I had walked away from my faith, you know, it was more of an attitude of, I can do this by myself. You know, I'm kind of in control of my life, and all these great things were happening. You mentioned NFL cheerleader, fitness, you know, getting married. So, and it looked like I had it under control. But, you know, as I look back now, it would take, just for me, because I guess, you know, I am stubborn and I am pretty motivated and think I've got it all together. Back then I did. It would take me losing everything. I mean, truly.
Wow.
It was at this place of brokenness, I was so alone. I've never felt so alone. And just, I think I had put so much, stock in all those successes in the past. Like, that's kind of what made up my self-worth. So at this point, I felt like I had no self-worth whatsoever. And, you know, it breaks my heart that it took all of that to finally get me to be ready to listen to God. But I'm so grateful that He had mercy on me and he did step in to help me, but I don't regret anything that happened, because the relationship that I have with him today has completely changed everything about who I am and who I want to be. I don't know any other way to explain it. It's just, his grace was overwhelming at that moment, but now the relationship is the most special and precious thing I have in my life.
That's amazing. Now, okay, so I want to move on to this. You said that God's specific message to you is if you follow me, I was writing so fast, I didn't get the whole thing. I will restore everything back to you. Talk to me about that one message from the Lord.
Yeah, you know, what I wrote down in my journal that I have is, if you trust me, I will restore everything you lost. Because for me and that message, you know, I had lost a lot at that point. Because I had a beautiful home that I lost. You know, I had this lifestyle that I was comfortable living with. I had given up my career in anticipation of being a stay-at-home mom. I had this, you know, marriage that I was in love with this man, and now I had this, you know, this child to take care of. So for me, it honestly felt like, Autumn, I had lost everything. I mean, I had a few trash bags of my belongings and my son when I moved back in with my parents. And so I didn't know what I was going to do for a job. I didn't know what I was going to do for a home. And so it was just overwhelming to think about. So this message gave me so much hope.
I feel like, you know, he restores the years the locusts have eaten. I just keep coming back to that because I feel like when we do get success on our own and when we are, you know, by the world's standards successful, I mean, Brooke, I don't know. Well, you did say you've looked at some of my stuff, but I was exactly there, looked very successful, had the super handsome husband, had the house, the thing, and all of a sudden everything crashed. And I relied on the power of God to rebuild something better than what I had before. And I think Satan can get us in this idea of this perspective that I had so much. How could God restore that back to me? But he does it in his own way, in his own time, right?
Right. And I feel like he always does it better than what we think he'll do, too. It's like his plan is just amazing. I mean, you know, I keep going back. His ways are above our ways. But I still get blown away every day by just how it always is better than what we think it could be.
Okay, so in the restore process, this blog, which you talked about a little bit earlier, it's so interesting. God, you know, we think it's nothing and we're starting out and we're doing like something that we're just like, it's a habit and we just like fitness or whatever. But then God is like, no, this knack that you have is actually right in line with my purpose for your life. Mm-hmm. And, you know, these little knacks, these little things that we're passionate about, actually, I always say, if you follow your passion, to lead you to your purpose. And what you did was start blogging about healthy meals, because you said you had gained 60 pounds or so.
More than 60, yes.
More than 60. So you were really, you know, I'm sure wanting to get back into shape. I mean, fitness universe and stuff. That's pretty major. You know, that's a great shape to get back into. So that motivated you to do this blog. And you were single at this time. Is that right?
Yes, and I'm still single today, Autumn.
Okay, wow. Okay, single, single. This is single woman's week because we had a single lady on earlier. Okay, so single moms out there, this is not outside of the realm of possibility. Be encouraged that God has great plans for you and wants you to do something amazing with your life. So tell me sort of about the evolution of skinnymom.com. You did the blog, and then what made it, was it just, did it just catch on through friends, or how did that work exactly?
Yeah, so I started sharing it on social media. And I started just a small little email newsletter. I had been in marketing. That was my major in college. So I knew just enough about the internet to, you know, get me started. And it really just grew on the social graph, I will have to tell you. I mean, it is a testament to God, because there's no way I could have done this. And in 2013, in a single month, we hit about 3 million visitors to the site. And I was like, okay, this could actually be something. And I ended up entering a small business competition. There was about 300 other businesses in the city. And I credit this to God's favor. But out of all the businesses, my little company won, and we won a $25,000 grant.
Wow.
And that gave me some income, you know, or some money to start hiring employees. And so today the site operates. I have a little office in downtown Cincinnati and a team of about 13. And that's what we do full time is we just work on content, continue to give moms the skinny, you know, free workouts, free meal plans, free recipes, and then hopefully more cookbooks to come.
Awesome. Well, I need to go buy one of these cookbooks and get the skinny myself. Okay, so single moms, what message could you give them today? You know, single moms are heroes. You know, they don't have the support, you know, that us married moms have. I want to transition to family dinners and stuff like that, because that is so huge on my heart. But how can you encourage our single mamas out there that are working to the bone? And, you know, what would you say to them, Brooke?
I would say, you know, there are two scriptures that I quote. I believe in speaking the word over your life. And for any single moms out there, I love the scripture that says, in our weakness, his strength is made perfect, because that's what gets me through. Because I think it's hard. We're by ourselves. We are trying. Most of us are working full time and we get tired. And so I definitely know he's an encourager and he will renew our strength every day. And then the other one, which is just my favorite, Jeremiah 29:11, you know, he knows the plans he has for us. And he's got a big hope, or lots of hope, and a great future for us. And I think that, you know, when we trust him, he knows, you know, who that, hopefully that man of God is for us out there. I encourage everyone to pray for your husband, pray for who that is, and God's plan for your life.
Wow. Okay. Monday show, Tuesday show, and now you, the same verse that all the guests
really?
Have used have been that verse that Paul, tongue twisted right there, talks about, in my weakness, he is made strong. That is what I feel like God is speaking to us this week about our weaknesses, and how when we're weak, he wants to be our champion and be our strength, because his strength is made perfect in that moment. So that's really, I was just looking at one of the producers and we're like shaking our head like, wow, that's the third one in a row. Single moms out there, don't give up your dreams. You know, stick to them and power through, because God is in them and he will fuel them, just like he did Brooks over at skinnymom.com. Okay, so talk to me about your passion about getting, I love this. And this is one of the reasons I wanted you on the show, because you love and are working towards getting families around the dinner table again. Okay. My family always did this growing up. I was, you know, every night about 5:30, 6 o'clock, we would sit around and my mom would sometimes she would make gross things like liver. Why did she make that? Or like, and I know people are like, I love liver, but I don't, you know, or sometimes she would make like a thing of beans. And like, beans would be our dinner. And I know in Texas that's like a big thing, but I don't want just beans for my dinner. Like, I like black beans on my taco, but you know. So anyway, but we would always sit around the table, and my husband did not do that. His family did not do that. They had a TV tray and they would sort of eat on the fly or whatever. So talk to me about this passion of yours. I love it, love it, love it. And I feel like we need to get back to it as well.
Yeah, I mean, similar to you, Autumn, that's what my family, we grew up around the dinner table, too. You know, my granny actually lived next door to us, so she was a huge cook, like cooked all the time, had a huge extended family. So, like, more than 40 of us after church on Sundays would just go to her house to eat. And those were my fondest memories, and it kept us so close. We'd pray together. And so when I did this cookbook, I said, you know, even though I'm a single mom, my family most nights is only me and my son. I am fortunate my parents and sisters kind of all come over with their families too most nights. But I said, I want to encourage other families, because I feel like with the iPads, with TV, and with just us being so busy, that sometimes I'll look around at, you know, when I'm out at restaurants or just even talking to friends, like they don't even know what to talk about with their families because they aren't doing it enough. And so I'm just like, this is definitely something I want to just encourage families. And actually in the cookbook, there's like supper time chats or just ideas on things you can even talk about with your family, because that's how passionate about it I was. I wanted to just do what whatever I could to encourage conversation.
Supper time chats? That's genius. So, what are some of the supper time chats? Can you give us a couple?
Oh, sure. I tried to theme them with based on the different recipes too. So, there's like one recipe that's like Aloha Sliders, and it's like just talks about like if you could vacation anywhere in the world, where would you want to go? You know, just fun questions to get your family talking. So there's all kinds of questions like that in the book.
That you can ask. Conversations at dinner. It is like when my family and my husband and I both work. That is such an important time for us because I have a 10-year-old, a 7-year-old, and then 2 1-year-olds. And we adopted our two babies. But because the 1-year-olds are needing something, the 7-year-old's got baseball, the 10-year-old is like, you know, I don't know, trying on outfits or whatever. they're so diverse in their ages and stages of life that's one unifying thing that happens every single day. But when we go out to eat, you'll notice some families, they don't even talk to each other.
Like they don't even talk. They'll have their iPads and stuff and not even look up. Just take a bite and then not talk.
Yeah, and how, like, to me, I'm like looking at, I want to go take the iPad from the kids and be like, talk to your mom, talk to your dad. Without the iPad, people, your kids aren't going to die. They're just not. Okay. Like, God bless you, but take it away from them for heaven's sake. My son, I'll look at him and there's like a glazed look in his face sometimes. And I'm like, you've been playing with the iPad too long. Give it to me, you know, but I love that because it is community and, you know, without talking at dinner and having a healthy family unit where you can go to your parents and talk to them about your day. You know, if you can talk to your parents about your day at dinner, your kids can come and talk to you about their day at dinner. That cultivates other conversation. Mom, you know, in teenage years, it's crazy. Like anywhere from I feel like I'm fat to I want to commit suicide. So cultivating healthy conversations at dinner breeds healthy conversations that aren't at dinner. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yes, completely. And actually, Autumn, I mean, you kind of touched on that, but there's like actual studies that show that. Like families that eat together, the kids perform better in school. They are just more, they have higher like morals and standards about their life. I mean, it just, the list goes on and on. It's actually quite astonishing.
That is astonishing. No wonder my kids are genius. No, I'm just kidding. No wonder they're so smart. No, I'm just kidding. No, but this is seriously important. We need to support the family unit. And if this is one small way that we can, you know, I know some days, I mean, just like Brooke, I'm just going to level with you. I'm exhausted. Right. And I sit at dinner and it's, as a mom, sometimes I want them to get their iPad. I want to just kind of pacify whatever, but I always resist that urge because, you know, crazy things come up at dinner. You know, we had the birds and the bees conversation about a month ago and that came up at dinner and I don't want them finding that out from their 10-year-old friends.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you want to have that conversation with them.
Right, because who knows what their 10-year-old friends are going to say? You know, who even knows if they know the technical birds and bees conversation? So, yes, awesome. Okay, so we're almost out of time, Brooke. Skinnymom.com is where you can reach Brooke. Is that good for them to reach out to you there, Brooke?
Yeah, they can reach me at me at skinnymom.com. And then the cookbook is called Skinny Suppers, and it's available wherever books are sold.
Awesome. Skinny Suppers. I'm going to look that up as well. Is there anything that you can leave our listeners with that maybe there's a single mom that is trying to work towards her dream, or maybe there's a mom that is not single that is striving for her dream. Is there any practical tips that you can give them as we leave the show?
Yeah, I mean, I think the first thing is definitely trust God, you know, take him into partnership in your life. I mean, he is just he's got great plans for you. But the other practical advice I will give for anyone listening, I would encourage everyone to start journaling. Like, whatever God whispers in your prayer time, start writing it down, because over the past several years, I've collected these journals, and it's amazing to see not only the promises he speaks to us, but the like how he fulfills them, and he always makes them bigger and better than what, you know, sometimes we write and express. So that's just one of those practical things I encourage anyone to do.
It's awesome when we write down our requests and then we see it answered, how that grows our faith.
Yes.
And how we're thinking, wow, God is really cool. It's almost like sometimes I'll write it down and there'll be a bit of unbelief in there. And then God comes through and kind of shuts me up. And I just like, man, God, you're such a good God. Well, thank you so much, Brooke, for being on the show. You are such a delight. I really appreciate it. And I'm so excited about your business and your cookbook and the whole thing and the suggestions at dinner. I'm going to go buy one and look them up myself and see what you got going on in there. Thank you for being with us. It's an honor. And thank you out there for listening to the Autumn Miles Show. I will see you right back here tomorrow.